Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Hey, welcome back. Hope you had a good weekend. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go around the room. Let's do a little get to know. If you could switch lives with any one person alive today for 24 hours, that's it, who would it be? And you got to pick somebody. Don't do the, I just feel comfortable who I am. No, let's have fun with this. You could switch lives with any one person for a day right now, who would it be? Let me know when you have your answer.
I'm in.
Okay. Eddie, go ahead.
Travis Kelce.
Who?
Travis Kelce.
Oh, took mine. Man.
That's a good one.
Gosh.
And really, don't get it twisted. I just want to see if it's real or not.
But this just got gross because I want to be Taylor Swift.
Oh!
Wait, Amy, what's up?
Hey,
24 hours, Amy.
Well, pick a different 24 hours.
Wow.
Okay,
That did happen? And you're
I'm like, great.
You're doing that, and all of a sudden you're like, you morph into his body. And then you walk up to Taylor, and you see her like blink her eyes three times. And Taylor, you okay? It's me, Amy.
It's
oh,
Amy.
My God, it's me, Eddie. Oh,
she says, up, my boat. Amy? Is that you?
Yeah. Well,
I was.
Okay.
Well, you guys have those reasons. Okay, I was going to pick Patrick Mahomes.
Oh,
but
wow.
It had nothing to do with
that's cool.
What you guys were doing. I just want...
No, mine wasn't to be with Travis. I just wanted a day in the life of Taylor.
Sounds like it's be with Eddie.
No.
That's the real reason, Amy.
Okay.
Well, I just want to play quarterback at an elite level.
Yeah. I want to do both.
Whenever... I hear you. So I'm going to go Mahomes, Travis Kelce for... Okay, Amy Swift. Lunchbox?
Man, that's tough. I guess... It sounds creepy if I say it, though.
What?
Patrick's wife?
Brittany Mahomes?
What? That would sound creepy, yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
For a couple reasons. Go ahead.
No, I mean, I guess I would go Justin Verlander because he's married to Kate Upton.
Who?
So you'd want to be...
A pitcher.
Right.
He plays for the Astros. He's
so
a pitcher.
You'd want to be a pitcher just so you could...
I mean, he's had a crush on Kate Upton for a long time.
He has.
Yeah, but he also pitches in, you know... Big games, like that's amazing.
Okay, these two guys chose
men based on the women. But you guys did really. That's odd.
I happen to choose a woman based on like Taylor's
life.
After
you heard Eddie say it, you said
no.
Eddie said it first, then you said Taylor.
You two picked a dude so you could be with their girl.
No, man. I just want to know
that's
if it's real.
Bull.
I want to know
you
this
both
whole
picked
Taylor's
a dude
real.
So you could be with a girl. They're weird. That's a weird group.
Y'all
over
are
there.
Weird.
And what did you pick, Bones? Again,
Patrick Mahomes. I want to play quarterback.
Mm-hmm. You like?
And then
Brittany.
You got to put up with his annoying wife. That would be terrible.
24 hours. I'm on the road.
Oh, that's a good point. She's there with you. Screaming.
Is she annoying?
No.
I don't feel like she's annoying.
Have you ever seen her on social media?
There's a lot of videos out there.
I don't watch her on social media.
Oh, yeah.
I saw her in that one show on the Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
She seemed fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm shocked Lunchbox
she's
didn't
nice.
Want to be like Johnny Bananas or something.
But he doesn't
And then I'll make it one myself.
Or CJ or what's his name?
Oh, CT. Now, CT. That'd be great to have a day, but I would only get on the challenge. I'd be the first person eliminated. I'd only get to stay a day. I wouldn't get to do the whole season, so okay.
Pick the episode where you win.
Morgan, who would you switch places with?
Probably Reese Witherspoon, because I want to be an actress.
Good one.
And it'd be really cool to be in a movie for a day.
It's fun. Ray, what about you?
Yeah, give me Biden. President Biden.
Just to be Biden?
Yeah, just see what the president does, ask some secrets, and I'm out.
You want to get the alien secrets and then get out?
I'll get those too.
Oh, let me know. Bad. Let me know, bro, because I need that stuff too.
That's a good one.
That's why I want to be Travis. See if it's real. I mean, yeah.
You guys are creeps.
No, man. I just want to see if the whole thing's real or fake.
Yeah, okay.
Then I'll come back to Earth.
All right. We're here.
Did we sound creepy?
Jeff Bezos would be cool.
No, wouldn't he?
No, because you'd love that life.
But he's worth $152 billion.
Yeah, but...
And I'd probably take some of that money and funnel over to my accounts. The real me.
Now you're talking.
See, can we do stuff like that?
Yeah, that's cool.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I'm a bridesmaid in a friend's destination wedding. All in all, I'll be spending nearly $2,000 to be in this wedding, which has been quite the financial strain. I did not expect it to cost this much, but I told her I'd be there, so it is what it is. I'm just happy to be part of her day. My question for you in the studio is, given all I'm having to spend for this, do I still have to get them a wedding gift? They've been together 5 years. They already own a home. They have all the house things. They both make good money. It's not like they're really needing gifts. I understand it's customary to give a gift, but would it be bad if I didn't? Sincerely, broke bridesmaid. Mm. Listen, you're already on the hook for $2,000. What's under the $50?
Right, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, if you're already going in today,
throw it on there.
Just throw it
on.
I agree.
Isn't being that the gift?
It is, but you still should get it. Even if it's a toaster, cheap toaster. It's just about the thought of getting someone a gift. I agree. You're spending a whole lot of money here, and that's unfair sometimes. I got to go spend money to go to this, a lot of money to go to this wedding.
$2,000.
I know. Because it's hotels and flights. That being said, I think you should still get her a gift. It doesn't have to be a crazy good gift. It's literally just thought.
Yeah.
The silverware goes by so quick on those registries or whatever.
Yeah, the cheap stuff goes quick.
You don't have to get stuff in the registry.
Get something else that's thoughtful. Like maybe, I don't know, can you...
Like a clock.
Draw.
Oh, that's good. I remember I bought Amy a clock for her registry. She never even took it out of the closet.
I did too. Right. It was out in my
house. Who got in the divorce?
Okay.
Where's the clock?
Uh-oh.
Where's the clock in the divorce?
What? This is not
Amy,
a thing.
Answer it.
Did you give it to him?
Does he have my clock? This is not a thing. Why are we bringing up the clock?
Does he have my clock?
This is from like 17 years ago.
Does he have my clock?
We've already gone over this.
Who has the clock?
I don't know.
Who won custody of the clock? Because I know you guys took it to the judge.
The multiple moves, I don't know where the clock is.
So you threw the clock away.
I don't know.
Wow, the clock didn't even make it to the divorce, dude.
I don't know.
Wow.
Stop.
And that's why they don't need a gift.
That's exactly why you don't need a gift.
I spent a pretty penny on this clock. Nelson told time like this clock did.
It's a nice clock.
It stayed in the closet for months.
It didn't stay in the closet.
Never came out of the box.
It was in North Carolina for sure. I know I had it there.
You're now trying to remember where you had it.
Maybe it got stolen with a ring in North Carolina.
Yeah, our house did get burglarized.
I'm so hurt by this.
They took the clock.
That's all they took? She set up a fake burglary so the clock gets stolen? Okay, I want to say this. Broke bridesmaid, that stinks. You don't have to spend a whole bunch of money on it, but get him a little gift.
Yeah.
Because it's just customary. You're right. It's unfortunate, but yes. And you know what? If you don't get him a gift, I don't think they're going to be like, I can't believe broke bridesmaid didn't get us a gift. Like, if you really can't afford it, don't worry about it. But mine's always been, if I'm already in for whatever, what's another $5?
A little more than five, probably. Yeah. But,
no, yeah. I know, but I'm just saying, like, you're already in for $2,000. What's another $50? Because you're going to have to pay it all back anyway. And you're not going to pay it back for a long time, let's be honest.
Yeah. I think her question specifically was, am I obligated? And so to that, no, but you should.
Correct. I agree.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
We had an email a minute ago from a listener. They're going on a destination wedding, which means they got to pay for it. The travel, the hotel. Ugh. So like, do I still need to get them a gift? We said, if you can afford it, yes, but not a crazy gift. Just customary to get someone a gift. Now, we talked about the registry. And if you don't go to that wedding registry early, I mean, it's like if you go to Six Flags and you want to get on the Texas Giant, you got to get at the gate early.
Yeah.
And as soon as they open the gate, you got to run to the Texas Giant or you're going to be in a line forever or you're not going to get on it. Same thing with the cheap gifts on a wedding registry. As soon as they put it up, you got to be there and you got to start buying the forks.
Yeah, get those towels real quick.
Immediately, or you're going to get stuck with a clock and then the person's never going to use the clock, like Amy.
Right.
That being said, listen to this story and you tell me what you think about it. So about a month or so before their big day, these two people getting married, they got a speeding ticket. The cost was $231. They put it on their wedding registry. Would you pay for my speeding ticket?
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Wedding in 26 days. Timing couldn't be better, she wrote. And that is what they put on the registry. If you don't mind paying this ticket, that would be great. The viral video, which has 367,000 views, says, please help. If you want to get us anything, get us this. That's from the New York Post. What do you think about that?
It's funny.
Funny, right?
That's a great gift.
And normally when it's stuff like that, like if people are wanting you to pay for part of their honeymoon, or if it's a baby shower and they want you to help with the night nurse, you can make a donation. You don't have to pay the whole $230. You can be like, oh, I'm going to throw $20 at that. It's funny.
The only issue I have with putting money towards something like a honeymoon, because I don't have really an issue fundamentally with it, but it's like if I'm going to put something toward it, but I'm not buying the whole thing, I'm not going to get the credit for it.
That's true.
Oh.
It's just like you're
it's like
a
you're one
pull.
Of 17 people who paid.
But you're still one
bucks.
Of 17 yeah, yeah, that made yeah. it happen.
You still get the credit, though.
I don't think yeah. you do.
So, like, if you have a whole, if the whole thing is silverware and you just get some of the spoons, are you going to be like.
I don't do that because I want the credit.
So, you want the forks, the knives.
Yeah, like, no, you buy a whole silverware. Clock.
What I, yeah, I bought a whole clock. I didn't buy some of the numbers, Amy. I got you a clock. So, yeah. One of my buddies was doing it and he was going on a honeymoon. He's like, okay, you can pay for the. Some of the chip in for the hotel. You can buy the cab. So I bought two Uber rides. But I bought those freaking Uber rides.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But that all goes like, in the honeymoon fund.
It doesn't
though.
Matter when it comes to who paid for the full thing. I need that credit.
But they see who contributed.
Yes.
They see that you were a part of it.
I'm not saying I'm rational. I just need the credit. I don't want to be a part owner of a gift. I want to be a full owner of a gift, even if the gift is smaller.
Do you remember everyone that got you a gift at your wedding?
Yeah.
And you remember the gift? No, you don't. There's no way you remember the gift.
Throw somebody's name at me.
Lunchbox.
Hello Kitty Pepper Grinder.
That's actually right.
Boom.
No, he didn't.
Eddie, yeah, a juicer.
You know mine.
Amy.
Clock. The one I gave her. She gave it back to me.
You don't know. You don't know.
Uh-oh.
I don't know anybody's.
Lunchbox
did not.
You said you knew everybody's.
Do you think Lunchbox got me a Hello Kitty Pepper Grinder?
I was thinking that was a little odd, but
but almost like, okay, I get it.
Right. I was like, okay, it's an inside joke.
People always love to tell people that they're...
Dutch oven. I got you a Dutch oven.
Gross.
That's farting
whoa.
On the covers.
No, it's the...
What are you doing in their bed?
No, it's the thing you mix pot roast in or something.
Hold on, Buzz. What is it when you fart?
Under that the covers and you hold
called.
The cover over.
That's what it's called.
It's like you fart on the covers, you put the cover over their head, and you lock them in. Yeah.
And then that was just one of the gifts for one of the showers. I got you this milk frother.
Okay, but you're getting me things that I'm never going to use, so how would I remember
it was
that?
On
I would never use
your
it.
Your registry.
That's all registered.
I got a question. What is a Dutch oven? Like, what do you actually use
you're
it
for?
You're
in the bed. No, no. Say you've had some tacos.
I just said, I don't know. I think like a pot roast or something. It's like a big pot.
It's the metal's real thick.
I feel
it's
like Bobby's even talked about it before.
Cast iron or something.
I didn't know it was called a Dutch oven. I'd have giggled. I'm gonna be honest with you. If we've used it, but no. Anyway,
fine.
You know what? You didn't chip in with someone to give me that Dutch oven. You got it yourself.
I did.
That's right.
Yeah.
Dang it. Okay. Well, we all feel like that's not trashy. It's just funny. The ticket, right?
That's
I love
funny,
it.
Funny. Yeah. Okay.
Everybody loves to tell people their weddings are trashy. Everybody loves to have opinions on. Oh, that's just not classy at all. But I think it's pretty funny. All right. Thank you, guys.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
3 years ago, Dwayne Rhodes had a restaurant in Mexico, and it was a great restaurant, but the pandemic hit. He lost the restaurant, lost everything, so he decided to come to America. He's like, I'm going to go to Denver. I grew up there. And he gets his passport done. Him and his six-year-old son, they get their stuff done, but his wife, there's a problem with the passport, so they have to leave her behind. They come to Denver, no money, nothing. They end up just living on the streets.
What? Really?
Yeah, they have nothing. So they had to turn to the Denver Police Department because the Denver Police Department had seen them. They came up to him, and there's an outreach program that the police department has, and they got him hooked up with a motel, money, and just living expenses for a few weeks, but then finally just learned his story, helped him out, and as of last month, he's got a house, he's a chef at a restaurant in Denver.
So he's using his skills now.
Yeah, man. He's picked his life back
up.
His wife is still in Mexico. They're still trying to get her over here, but for now, him and his son,
well, if you watch the news, it's easy to smuggle anybody across the border.
Yeah, I know.
Can they not get her over? Apparently, everybody's just coming all day, every day.
Yeah. I think he wants to do it the right way.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's a good story. And that's cool. The outreach program worked in that, of course, they can't take care of you forever, but hopefully they can give you enough of a foundation that you can build another small foundation to build another. And then next thing you know, hopefully you can pay rent and then a mortgage. That's a great story.
Exactly. It reminded me of that movie. I don't want to spoil anything, but you know that movie I'm talking about.
Will Smith?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Men in Black. And they had the...
No, never.
I know how it was. What was that one called?
Pursuit of Happiness.
That was real good.
God, that one hit me in the heart.
Me
man.
Too. That was God. One scene, especially where I was just like, oh.
Yeah.
All right, Eddie, that's a good story. Thank you. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food, everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. These are the top five rejected segments over the last 30 days. Segments that we didn't do. Bonus. And you'll know who this is, but we're going to play Can You Guess Who Submitted the Segment? This one's easy. I learned a new way to connect with my cat on a deeper level.
Oh, that's Amy.
Yeah. So this is the bonus one, rejected segments. Amy, do you want to tell us that one?
Well, I mean, I think we're all looking for ways to bond with our pets, and it's just if you wet a toothbrush and...
Huh?
Oh, mom.
If you wet a toothbrush?
Yeah, it like mimics. And you brush them with it. It's like they're licking. Yeah. Remember, I did buy a thing where you put it in your mouth and you kind of like...
Do you just need companionship?
Yeah.
No, but I do. Yeah.
I've heard.
Love my cat.
Divorce is hard.
I mean, right now my cat is pretty
all
much.
You got.
So you're wetting a toothbrush and is it your toothbrush from everyday life?
No.
I bet it is.
No, you get a specific one,
yeah,
but it's a way.
Yours.
She likes it.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, that's a sad one. That's a rejected segment. Now let's do it. Here we go.
Rejected segments.
All right, here we go. Who suggested tipping is out of control? I tipped $10 when buying a merch sweatshirt from an artist.
Lunchbox.
Do you think he'd buy a merch sweatshirt?
That threw me off. It was the tipping thing, but yeah, I guess not. He wouldn't buy merch.
Never. Morgan.
It's a Thomas Rhett merch.
Ooh, his merch is good.
Who went to that show?
Abby did.
Yeah.
Abby.
So rejected segment. Hey, Abby, Thomas Rhett. He has good merch. You bought a shirt, but then they told you to tip?
Yeah, I got a sweatshirt, and I gave him my card, and then the guy flipped around the, card reader, and it had, three options. Well, it had 18%, 20%, and 25%.
But you can click no tip on a shirt.
It said there was only custom.
Yeah, zero.
$0.
I know, but I felt bad because he's watching.
It is
and
weird.
I was like, I feel cheap, like being like custom, $1 yeah. or something.
I tipped the guy for my George Strait jacket at the merch.
What in the world? Oh, for what? They did awkward. Nothing.
It is awkward. So it was like, I did the 18% and it was $10. And I was like, what?
That's
he literally
crazy.
Just handed me oh a sweatshirt.
That's crazy.
But the tip yeah. goes to the people working, not to...
Who cares?
But yeah, but they, what are they doing?
Who knows where it goes?
They get paid per
hour. All I know
hour.
Is that later that night, Tom Strike called me and goes, I got in for 10 bucks tonight. It was awesome.
You want to do something?
Yeah. You guys want to go arcade?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next one. Here we go.
Number four.
Can you return mold-covered fruit?
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's the question. That's the bit someone suggested.
If it's molded, if mold is on there within the first 24 hours of it being in your fridge, yes.
But what if it's just old?
Oh, no.
Who do you think suggested this?
Lunchbox.
Yeah, I bought some peaches, man.
When'd you buy them?
It was like a Monday. And Thursday evening, my kids were like, oh, can we eat the peaches? And I grab them, and they are covered in mold. And I'm like, no, this is unacceptable. I am going to take them back to the store.
Did you not look at them when you bought them? Did you buy them all together?
Yeah, I looked at them. They looked good.
So they molded the while at your house?
Yeah. I mean, they
That's
molded.
Normal.
No, not that quick.
Okay. Did you take them back to the store?
I took them back to the store, man.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, question for you. So I bought some peaches on Monday or Tuesday last week, and 2 days later I go to eat them, and there was mold growing on them, and I haven't been able to come in until today, so I didn't know if there's anything I can do, or if there's...
Did you pay with debit or credit?
Credit.
Do you know the last four of that card number?
I do.
All right, I can do something there.
I just didn't know the rules. And maybe it's my fault for storing them wrong, but it was like 2 days, and it was like mold, and I was like, no!
You want a receipt, darling?
No, I'm good.
All right, I'll take it.
Thank you so much. Awesome. Yes.
He's very dramatic.
She doesn't care about all the... Oh.
She doesn't need the story.
Awkwardly hey, talking.
Got the mold taken away. Got
so,
that money back.
Would you return how many?
There was 5 peaches.
What's a peach cost?
Yeah, I mean,
a single peach.
I don't know. It was like $7 for peaches.
After it was all done,
wow. Yeah.
$7 back. You didn't want to get new peaches? Switch them out for new peaches?
I did go get new peaches. It's just they couldn't do a straight exchange because they weigh different. And so you had to get the money back and then go buy more. And when I got home, my wife's like, you bought peaches with mold on them. But we just cut it off and ate them.
Wait, so the peaches you then bought had mold on them too?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You didn't look?
I looked at
the problem. Okay. Probably the first round that he bought.
Okay.
So, yes, if you get mold on your fruit, take it back. They'll give you your money back. Okay. That's what we find here. Save you money.
Next up.
Number 3.
Rejected segment, incriminate your co-hosts.
Eddie.
How about we play a hidden mic challenge game? Everybody has a month to secretly record another member of the show. At the end of the month, we all bring our audio and play it back. The winner of the game is the person who comes in with the juiciest and most incriminating secret audio.
Okay, that's Mike.
That's Mike
D. That's the most creative.
That's very smart.
No way.
So horrible.
Very smart.
That's true. And we already also kind of played this game, but not officially. Oh, you guys are always recording each other, trying to get stuff over on each other. But I thought that was funny. And I thought someone might end up going to jail. That was always in bad.
Well, who's going to
Who
say,
knows?
What in the world you guys
never know.
Going on?
If you're trying to lure people into stuff.
Never know.
True.
All right, here is number 2.
Number 2.
The listeners always get to ask questions. So to switch it up, show members all get to ask one question. So back in the day, this person basically just wants food to be brought back. Because artists used to bring food in with them.
Yeah, it's weird how they don't bring it anymore.
Oh, so now it's Lunchbox.
It isn't Lunchbox.
It's not?
It's Ray. Ray,
yeah!
So... what inspired this?
Just randomly thinking, man, I used to remember the excitement of an artist coming in. They're going to bring us coffee, donuts, cookies, treats. That hasn't happened in years.
COVID.
Why did he go away?
That's
COVID,
a good
right?
point.
Oh, COVID,
like
I'm
breakfast,
sure.
But breakfast, they could stop getting some eggs, bagels, whatever.
They'd pay your rent.
Yeah. I mean, bagel sandwiches would be amazing.
Dude, they used to bring everything.
Randy Houser pumped up my tire on my bike. Yeah, they used to do.
Cakes.
You just can't ask people to bring food. Like, come in, but...
But when Scuba books them, be like, hey, we don't hate gifts. We don't hate breakfast.
That's not how you book. All right, let's go number 1. Here we go.
Number 1.
It's called Guinea Pig Week. So, we spin the wheel. Whomever it lands on, we test out different medical products all week long from the gas station. So, each day, the person has to take a product or a pill that we get from the gas station and see if it really works. We do it at the start of the show, and then by the end of the show, we monitor to see how their body reacts.
What? Like some of those...
Like a bumblebee pill?
Yes.
No, Mike D, we're not doing that.
Yeah,
Mike,
bumblebee!
That's Mike D.
Yeah, for sure it's Mike D. For sure, for sure.
All right. So we're not doing that one? That would be funny.
Oh, the love pills? Not doing that.
No.
Yeah, what even is that?
I don't know. They do different things.
The love pill?
Yeah.
Oh, they have like little like...
Up by the counter.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were called love pills. I've seen the like vitamins. Yeah,
they say like enhance your love. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that.
Or enhance your love.
Whatever. Tools.
Tools. Yeah.
That was rejected segments.
The top 10 scariest horror characters. They went to ChatGPT, which is AI, and they're like, what's the scariest? So what are the 10? We're going to play the Bobby Feud. The 10 scariest horror characters. Eddie, we rolled the dice. You're first. Now, if you win, you win $20 cash if you pick behind the door.
I like it.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right, here we go. Eddie, who's up first?
Let's go with Freddy.
Freddy Krueger from A Nightmare on Elm Street?
That's right.
Is that the right movie?
That's it.
Okay, show me Freddy. That is the number 3 answer. Have yourself 3 points.
Bones, I believe number 2 would be Jason from Friday the 13th.
Does Jason have a last name?
I don't think so.
Voorhees.
Jason Voorhees from Friday the 13th.
Wow.
Jason's not on there?
Mm-mm, one down. Amy, over to you.
Wow.
Okay, I don't know. Is there like a Michael from something? One of those?
Michael Scott.
No. It's just Michael. Michael.
Oh, the angel.
Michael.
Oh, yeah. Angel.
Michael. John Travolta?
Is there not a Michael? I thought there was.
You can't just say the name Michael and not know what his last name or a movie is from.
Oh, I didn't know he had a last name. I just know him as Michael.
What movie is he from?
Which ones have we said?
No.
Did we say Nightmare on Elm Street?
Exer.
Friday the 13th?
Exer. Lunchbox, over to you.
The clown from It.
Oh.
Does he have a name?
Well, if he can get It, like if anybody would have got a movie.
If I would have said
So you're going to say, yeah. Yeah, you're trying to get the...
Yeah, the clown from It.
The clown from It. We'll accept it. Go. Pennywise.
Pennywise.
Lunchbox, that's worth 2 points for you.
Yeah, his name's Michael Myers.
Are you guessing that one?
Yep.
Michael Myers. Michael Myers from Halloween.
That's good. I have Mike Myers.
It's the number 1. That's Austin Powers.
Mike.
1 point. All right?
Mike Myers.
Lunchbox, there are still 7 answers on the board. The scariest horror characters, according to AI.
Saw.
Do you know the person's name?
No, I don't. I just know it's Saul, and there's a voice that says, you must do this. I don't know if you...
Mr. Saw from Saw. Oh, it's Jigsaw from Saw.
Okay.
He doesn't care.
Okay.
That's great. What number was that, Tim?
That's number 5.
Okay. Well, don't be scared of this guy, because he is scary. Chucky!
Oh, that's so good.
From Child's Play.
What?
Yeah, Child's
what
Play.
What is Child's
Play? So he doesn't have movie. To say the movie?
Oh, yeah. I thought you were saying Problem Child, like that one movie. What is it called?
Chucky. You say Chucky. I'll accept Chucky from Child's Play.
Yeah.
Number 7.
That's good, man.
Now we're getting in trouble. Oh, man.
Top 10 scariest horror characters.
God, I don't know his name, though. Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
Jack Nicholson in The Shining. All right, round 2 points are doubled. We do 3 rounds total. Lunchbox has 15 points and is in the lead after the first round. Eddie.
I'm running out of options here, but give me Hannibal Lecter.
That's a good one.
Show me Hannibal Lecter from Silence of the Lambs. That's your number 9 answer.
Yeah!
Have yourself 18 points.
That's huge.
That is so stupid.
Okay, I don't know if this counts because it's so different, but give me Jaws.
I had
Shark.
That.
Oh, that's interesting because that was considered kind of a horror movie.
Yeah.
I had that.
Show me the shark.
Oh, God.
Thing. All I had left on my paper was Hannibal Lecter. What about Haley Joel Osment? I see dead people.
The kid!
Yeah, the kid wasn't that scary.
I know, but...
You just saw dead people.
Lunchbox.
Yeah. It's me, man.
You got double points here if you can nail one.
Got it.
Go ahead.
Man, you watch that Scream movie. Scream is scary. Because it's you don't know who it is. It's the person in the scream mask.
So, not Courtney Cox.
I mean, I don't know. I don't The scream person is different every time.
Okay. Give me the person in the mask from Scream.
Yeah!
What?
Yeah!
That's, how did you get that?
That's the number six answer. Give Lunchbox 12 points.
Yeah!
That's so dumb.
Woo!
Lunchbox takes the lead.
Give me Blair Witch.
Blair!
Oh. Just Blair.
All right, points are tripled. Eddie, you got to get it here. You got to... Let's walk through some of these. Number one was Michael Myers. Number two was Pennywise from It. Number three was Freddy Krueger from A Nightmare on Elm Street. Four is still open. Five was Jigsaw from Saw. Six, Ghostface from Scream. Seven, Chucky from Child's Play. Nine, Hannibal Lecter from Silence of the Lambs. You can get 4, 8, and 10.
Okay. I think this is going to be number eight. Give me...
There's a four, too.
Yeah, this is better. Candyman.
Dang it! Why does Eddie keep... It's like I think it, I write it down, and he says it.
Well, you should have said it earlier.
I know, I didn't think it then.
Dang it. That's
dang
so
it.
Show me the man with the candy.
Oh. Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, that's all I had.
That's all I
crazy.
Had,
crazy.
Amy?
The Crow.
Brandon Lee?
Sure. Lunchbox?
Oh,
well, you don't really need anything.
But I'd like to get it, man.
All I'm going
to
play his game, you know? He won.
Yeah, I'd like to play. What else is scary? Let's go with the one, the ring. I don't know the damn person's name.
Make it up.
I don't know.
Ringy.
The ring.
Show me a ringy. Number four was Leatherface from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Number eight was The Exorcist, Reagan McNeil, the girl. That's little girl. There you go. And number
I thought it was Poltergeist.
Oh, I don't know. I don't watch scary movies.
You're way off, man.
I don't know, dude. And then number 10 is Annabelle from the Annabelle series. Is that a Hannibal Lecter spinoff? Annabelle. Ah, no, nothing. They're here. Who gives a crap? Okay, our winner with 27 points. Play a song. Yeah.
Thank you to No Teeth Keith for making us watch scary movies when we were kids.
Not going there. There are three doors.
Oh, my goodness. We're back to this. Last time it was $100 and I missed
20.
It.
Got 20
bucks. I don't care. I'll take the 20.
You sure will. Now, I'll open a door, for example. This is what it sounds like when I open the door. Then we look back there, and if it's something that is not a good prize, you'll hear this. But if it's something that's a great prize, you'll hear this. Lunchbox, you have three doors, door number one, door number two, and door number three. Which door do you want to not open?
Two.
Okay. Let us go to door number two. I'm turning it and opening it. Oh. That was a massage from Eddie.
Oh, thank goodness I didn't get that crap. That.
I'm really good at massages.
Oh, man.
I had oil and everything.
I knew he wasn't going back-to-back by soccer number.
And lotions.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
So, number one or number three?
All right. You want the door I want?
What's the door you want?
Oh, man. Give me three.
Are you
three.
Sure?
Three.
Are you sure?
Yeah, sure. Sure, for $20.
Which one was your soccer number?
Two.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't going back-to-back that. He knew that already. So we're going number three.
If you want to go to number one, you don't have to. If you want to go to number one and it is number one, I will double the money behind it. But you don't have to go to number one. You can stay at three and collect whatever's behind three. But if the money is behind one and you do switch to one, I will double the money behind it and make it $40.
Dude, Bones is so good at this because you don't know which way he's doing it. He's messing with you somehow.
You think, yeah. Eddie, you think that's what he's doing?
Yeah.
No way. I'd never guess.
Uh-huh. But you don't know which way he's messing with you.
I know. That's what I don't like about it. That's what I don't like.
If you want to go to one, and it is one, I'll double the money. If you want to stay at three, we'll just open the door and see what's up.
What would you do?
Oh, he's getting you back.
Probably go to one.
All right, then I'll go to three.
You want to stay at three?
He's going one.
I'm going to give you one more opportunity here. I will double the double. I will go $80 now if you go to one. Otherwise, we're done. We're checking it out.
I'll give you $80. I'll double the double if you go to Ryan.
Dang.
I've never heard of double the double.
Me either. Just made it up.
I've never heard double the double either.
That's a big deal.
That's $80. That means I missed 100 last time. I'd get 80 this time, so I'd be down 20.
Double the double.
Ah, screw it. I'll do 100. If you go to one.
Oh, my gosh.
I think I have 100. If you go to one and it's there, I'll give you the 100 bucks.
You know.
What are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking about the mathematical equation.
Go ahead.
That it's better, like, when you're on Let's Make a Deal, to not stick with the same door because you've only had one door out of four doors. So here, if I switch, I've had two-thirds of the doors. Right? Isn't that the mathematical equation that they have online that you tell you to
no,
do?
No, I did it.
The analytics?
No, I did.
Yeah.
Do you want to go to one?
It's all psychology, dude.
Or do you want to stay at three? Last time, I'm going to ask you. You got 100 bucks up here that you didn't hit last time.
Yeah, 100 bucks, man. I can't pass up 100 bucks. Give me door number one.
All right, he's chosen door
number one. Yeah! I got $100 back, baby!
Let's see, let's see.
Give me 100 bones!
Let me slowly open the door here.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, oh. Well, look.
What is that?
Look what I see.
No.
Number three, as you can see, written down here, had the money. And there it is.
You should have known that. He was offering more money for nothing. He was trying to get you to go to one, dude, and you bit.
All right, let's play.
That'll be $120.
Yeah. All right, thank you. Lunchbox is now lost $120 in this game. We're going to do drone deliveries for medications if you buy them from Amazon.
That's cool.
And eventually, this is going to be something that works. But at the beginning, there are going to be issues.
Here's what I'm thinking.
Blue pills for everybody, and they're all like, oh, no!
No, but like, are people, you know, sophisticated drug hacker type people are going to know what drones are carrying what, and they're going to intercept it and get the drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Or they're just going to knock drones out getting any drugs.
Possibly, I would think that
drone pirates
to intercept.
Yeah.
See? Oh,
they'll just shoot them down, dude.
All right.
We're in trouble.
In trouble.
Although, I would think it'd be tough because they're going to land it right at your porch. So they'd have to come to your porch. They'd have to follow the drone, come to the porch.
No, you're missing the point, man. They shoot the drone from the sky.
If they're going to shoot with a gun, okay, go for it.
Yeah.
They're going to get caught.
A you can't or a web.
No, they have their own drone.
They're going to throw a net over it? You can't throw it that high.
They have their own drone.
Drone dogfights in the air like Top Gun?
I just feel like this is the future.
Okay, that wasn't my point.
The point was they're
just going to drop medication in the wrong house, and you guys are all playing Galaga now with drones. Okay, anyway, so they're doing this. The company said Wednesday that customers in College Station, Texas, can now get prescriptions delivered by a drone within an hour of placing their order. Wow. That's awesome.
That is cool.
An hour? Gosh, that's fast, too.
And you have to think, too, of the smaller positive ramifications of traffic. Now, again, it's not a major contributor, but just if they just start doing this where people don't have to go get stuff and they're just dropping it off, it's just less people on the road at times. Less clutter.
Yeah, sick people don't have to go into the store spreading their germs because their medicine will come to them.
That's true.
That's pretty cool. Amazon's not the first company to explore prescription by drone. CVS tested in 2019.
Oh,
but that program has ended.
Didn't work.
Uh-oh. It says drone pirates.
Yeah,
exactly.
See?
Oh, no.
I told you guys.
Dang. All right, that's from the AP. I do like that, though. I wish they would do like Uber Eats or DoorDash via drone. Then I know that drone ain't eating my fries.
Oh, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You have to worry about that with
that's
people.
That's right. I do. Unless drone pirates are getting them to eat my fries.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So micro breaks in the workday may prevent burnout.
Sounds like this is smoke break without smoking.
Yeah.
I was always jealous of smoke breakers. Some of my jobs, they would get like 15 minutes and I get nothing.
But I had a guy that I worked with that would go down there with the smokers. And
I don't want to be with the smokers.
No, yeah, I'm just saying like he wouldn't hang out and breathe the smoke, but he would just hang out for a little bit and then go back to work.
But I don't think that's enhancing your health. Obviously, we know that now. But
well, what do you do on that one? Eat broccoli?
No, you just take short, frequent breaks. Like maybe you go on a little walk, or some offices now have.
I hate walks.
You can walk around, even if it's just around the building.
You hate breaks too.
That's true.
Exactly.
I can't get as much done if I'm taking a break.
Yeah, because
here's the thing.
Taken one?
Yeah, I have.
Tell me about it.
1997.
Okay.
Here's the thing about breaks. I don't like taking them because I like to get done with everything and then have one big old break. It's the Lucky Charms life I live. where when I ate Lucky Charms, I ate all the oats first, ate all the marshmallows second. No breaks. Let's push through, get everything done, and then we get a longer extended period because in some of those breaks, you're just dreading going back to work anyway.
Have you ever experienced burnout?
Experience? I live it.
Okay.
That's my baseline.
This is to help prevent burnout.
I love burnout. It means I'm burning.
Okay.
It means I'm hot, baby.
Okay, this story is not for you. It's for most people that maybe throughout their day, if they're feeling a certain way, maybe just get up from your desk, go take a 5-minute walk, go do a 5-minute meditation or something, maybe even journal for a little bit. That can be a micro
break. If I start journaling at work, guys, I need a second. I need to journal my thoughts.
Journal break.
Hey, things are going to spit real quick around here if I'm journaling during break. Yeah.
Whatever. It could be even journaling your goals.
I'm not the guy for this story, but I hear you.
Clearly.
Yes.
Costco is selling an enormous Thanksgiving dinner meal kit. And this has literally everything that you would
not
need.
Not literally.
No, I think it literally.
No, let's just see. Go ahead.
Okay, it's dinner for eight.
Go ahead.
Literal.
Okay. It comes with a 5-pound turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, turkey gravy, mac and cheese, sweet corn, green beans, dinner rolls, cranberry relish, apple pie, pumpkin pie, and all for $199.99.
That's a good price for that. Forks and spoons? Bowls, plates?
Doesn't say that.
Exactly. Literally not everything.
Wow.
For the dinner part. Like
a microwave
eating.
To heat it up?
Yeah, no.
Literally not everything. But Amy, but figuratively
the house,
everything.
The family?
Exactly. Yeah. Loved ones?
Seats?
Okay, whatever.
A cornucopia on the table?
Yeah, okay, yeah, 7 others.
Football on the screen?
Okay.
The parade?
Ooh.
Exactly.
He's nailing you.
That does feel good, though. I like that. For that home, if you can get that, that's pretty good.
That is cool.
But it's not literally everything.
You're right.
Go ahead.
I use that word just inappropriately. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I accept your apology. You did not deserve me to do that to you just then, but it's fine.
I share this just in case anybody's interested. Orders have to be placed by November 5th. So just, you know, mark it down so you remember to do it if you want one of these kits. And then they'll be delivered to you between November 8th and 17th.
Do you just guess when they're going to show up?
Well, it'll just come and then you put it in the freezer, I presume. And then it's got instructions.
It's going to be there November 8th to the 20-something?
That's a long time.
I'm going to eat it. I'm just saying I'm going to end up eating in the middle of the night.
I'm going to
be snacking. They're like, where's the dressing?
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else?
Dolly Parton was asked to name the weirdest thing a fan has ever asked her to sign. And, well,
a wiener.
It's pretty weird. And she did it.
Their butt, and then they got a tattoo. So then they sit on me all the time.
That's funny.
She's so funny.
She is funny, yeah.
Yeah.
She's like me, though. She's psychotic. In the most beautiful way. She does not stop. I can tell when I talk to her, she's like, you do this, I do this, I go to this. I was like, how do you balance? I did an interview with her for my comedy special coming out. I was like, how do you balance, like, marriage and business? She goes, you balance it by getting somebody that understands what you have to do, and you have to do it all the time. And I'm like, this is awesome.
Oh, man.
I bet she takes micro breaks.
I bet she doesn't. I bet she probably takes a break at the end. She sleeps in her makeup. So if there's a house fire, she wakes up.
She looks good.
Oh, yeah. She said the only reason.
That's exactly it. She wakes up with the makeup on. She's like, because I got to do an interview.
She said the only reason that she'd be seen in public with no makeup would be death.
Well, if she died, I'm going to make sure that I'm there to make sure she has makeup on. I'll say that right now. Okay, is that it?
Yep, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Teenager, normally healthy, meaning there were no signs was coming, had a stroke. And the family dog, Axel, was responsible for getting the people to come and save him. Lassie.
Oh, yeah.
That's what does
that
crap.
Yeah, yeah.
Timmy's in the well. It's Lassie. Dang, I haven't thought about Lassie in a long time. Early one Saturday morning, Axel, a 1-year-old border collie, which those dogs are so smart.
That's Lassie.
Yeah, I saw one win Jeopardy last week.
What?
A border collie. It was amazing. Wow. Yeah. The only dog to ever beat humans. It's cool. So the dog woke up, started barking, went to the parents' room, started barking, would not stop. And they're like, all right, something's up because the dog's going crazy. Maybe something's wrong with him. So then he just took off running and he runs to the kid who's 17 years old. And the kid, by the way, is not passed out, but he's like slurring his speech and he couldn't move his right side. The dog is the one who recognized this.
Wow.
And so they got him, went to the hospital and they were like, yo, dude, you had a tear in an artery that supplies blood to the brain. And so that's what led to the stroke. But again, had he not gotten there in the next 30, 45 minutes, hour or so, it really could have been much worse. He's going to be fine now, it looks like. He's going to be able to play sports again and everything. But had the dog not been like, la, 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 like, kid, who knows what would happen.
Axel.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Amazing.
Well, the weird thing was they said Axel was reading medical journals the day before, so they knew he probably had the knowledge to...
Axel Hauser.
Axel, yeah. that's crazy. That's it. There you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. The U.S. is getting dozens of UFO reports every month. Does that matter to you guys?
Or no.
You
nope. Of course people are just going to send in reports.
Oh, yeah.
Have you watched any of the Netflix series, the documentary series about the UFOs?
No.
No.
I wish you'd watch it. Because it's not going to make you go, oh, there are for sure UFOs. It doesn't make me do that either. But there are so many things that... Something's happening. It's new. It came out in the last few months. It's good. Okay. Sean Kirkpatrick, head of the All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office at the Pentagon, says they're getting dozens of new reports of UFOs every month with maybe thousands of people that have called in.
Oh, you know I know why. Why? Weed's now legal. People are seeing things.
Well, it's been that for a while. It's not like it happened yesterday. And all of a sudden they're like, aliens. Yeah.
And what was that office at the Pentagon
exactly?
The Anomaly Resolution Office at the Pentagon.
You know they get like pranked all the time and like toilet papered.
I bet you they don't get toilet papered, but pranked maybe.
Okay, so
he says that some of the unidentified reports could be spying efforts by other countries. Even that, which is weird to hear. But the reports, everything has to be investigated. But obviously there's some stuff they can't explain. Yes, Amy.
Well, you know, my psychic cousin, she had this biological anthropologist, some doctor on her podcast talking about UFO or aliens, time travel, and like if aliens are us from the future, and he went into all this stuff. Like, I don't know, the clip, the teaser clip she posted kind of got me to where I was like, okay, I'll go listen to this and see what he has to say.
It's probably something simple like another dimension, not us in the future.
Very simple.
Exactly. Also, it's probably something that we can't even explain. There's no way I can even tell you what it is because we don't understand. Like, can you imagine somebody during the Revolutionary War having to explain a PS5? They couldn't.
No clue.
A video game. They didn't even have that thought. They couldn't even just at all. So it's going to be something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or air conditioner.
Huh? Or penicillin.
Even that.
All right, Amy, let's do the corny.
The Morning Corny.
Who did the ghost invite to his party?
Who did the ghost invite to his party?
Any old friend he could dig up.
That was the Morning Corny.
You don't like that one?
It's fine. It's fine. I would be like, who did the funeral or who did the cemetery director invite to his party? Any old friend he could dig up. Okay. I'd probably go cemetery because there are graves there.
Yeah. Okay.
I do like it though.
Yeah.
The ghost feels softer.
Yeah? I'm always open to.
But you didn't write it, so I don't.
Or did you?
No, but you didn't write it, so it's not.
Yeah.
No, but I sometimes will rewrite it in my head based on something I've seen.
Oh. Don't do that.
And I wish I would.
Quick reset. Lunchbox came on the air and said, I have an idea for us. We all invest $80. Then you go to this warehouse and they have these pallets. You can't really see what's in it. They don't know what's in it. And you spend like $550. You get all the returns that Amazon sent back. And then you get it and you sell them all individually and you make money. And we shouldn't have like believed it or got involved. We're like, okay, let's do it. So we all gave him like $86.
Yeah, something like that. $87.50, $87.25. Mm-hmm. Who's counting nickels and dimes?
It, we're just 80, here
to.
87.
It's been weeks. We tried to get our money back at one point.
I'm counting.
So they did pick up the. I have news for everybody. Breaking news. They did pick up the pallet.
Okay.
Breaking news.
Let's go.
Breaking news. Okay, so here's a clip of them arriving at Wholesale Pallet Outlet.
I'm here to get a pallet. Man, I want a pallet, baby. How's it going, man? Lunchbox.
Matt, good to meet
nice
you.
To meet you, man. Yeah. This is the palace. This is how it works.
This is it. This is it.
Wow. Dang, man. Oh, lawnmower. Woo! Oh, a sink. We can sell that sucker.
So tell me, what'd you see?
Oh, dude, there was pallets everywhere. Like over here, they had like pallets like with wheelbarrows and like a big old sink. But I thought that's only like two items. Like that's
it
gonna
took up the whole pallet.
Exactly, and there's only a limited market for a sink.
And everybody needs a sink, though.
Everyone.
Everybody needs a sink, but how much kitchen. Was that pallet?
It was like $350.
Dang. Okay.
But I'm like, how are we going to transport a sink?
In a truck, like you did the other pallet.
No, but I'm saying, like, if someone wants to buy it out of state, we can't really ship a sink.
Okay.
Yeah. Then you go over these boxes over here, and it's a lot of small stuff, like pairs of socks, markers.
You're talking about the selection here?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, you know what? Hey, guys, look at this. I've been looking all around, and I settled on one. This is the one we're taking. Let's go. We got a pallet. We're rich. And look, I saved us money. It was only $495. So for my service fee, I'm going to keep the extra money you guys gave me. Thank you.
Okay, first of all, that's not true. Second of all, why did you pick the one that you picked?
I saw something on top, and I was like, oh, boy, it's a big money item.
If you guys will look at your video feed now, you'll see a picture of the pallet out in the garage. It is. What about this pallet we're looking at? Because it's a huge cardboard box. That cardboard box is probably 8 feet tall. How'd you get that in your truck? Did you drive slow, Scuba?
A little bit slower than normal, yeah. And we had a strap on there.
Did you turn it sideways?
No.
The guy with the forklift put it right on the back of my truck. Boom, right there. Fit perfectly.
How do you plan to get this in the studio?
So we're going to have to break it down one by one and bring it in and then reset the pallet because there's no way it's going to fit through the door the way it is. It's huge.
But if you break it down, won't you see what's in it?
Well, here's the thing, though. So we saw boxes when we were there. Like, oh, my God, this is a race car. This is whatever. The guy goes, no. What's on the outside of the box is deceiving because what's on the inside could be completely different.
Oh, okay.
Because you got those people that buy something and put something else in the box and return it.
Exactly. So it could be even better than what it is.
They know what's in there.
I don't know.
So how much money, Lunchbox, do you owe us?
No. Actually, you guys ended up owing me money because we don't have the license, the resale license. We had to pay tax. Plus, I had to buy a $16 strap. And I have receipts.
Scuba Steve, he said he made money off us.
Not first.
And then he pulled up a paper wad and goes, I have receipts.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, once we went to go pay for it, it was money out of pocket. Plus, he damaged my truck and we pulled it in the garage.
Oh, my God. Wait,
so
what?
We're also down probably another $1,000.
Wait, what?
No, that's the truck's not us. We have nothing to do with the
part
truck.
Part of business expenses, unfortunately.
No. We have nothing to do with the truck. That is not us. But that's what? That's a you two thing.
Well, that comes out of his share then.
Happened.
No.
That makes sense.
No.
Yeah.
What happened is,
if a delivery driver wrecks on the way to bring me my Wendy's, I don't pay them money to fix their headlights.
And he stepped on the back of my truck where I have like this bed cover.
Why is everything a disaster with us? And not just anybody specific, with all of them. When we do anything, it's a disaster.
Yeah, he knocked off the clip and now it doesn't lock anymore. So I have to go back to the place where I bought that to get it fixed.
Okay.
Listen, Scuba tried to pull into the garage, and it wasn't...
Listen to how slow he's going, by the way. He's trying to figure it out.
No, I'm trying to explain it, how it went down. He opened the garage, started pulling forward, and he was inching to make sure he could fit, and the garage door came down on his truck. And he's blaming me.
That's on him.
Thank you.
That's not Lunchbox.
I thought Lunchbox like drove it into a wall or something.
No. He was watching.
Yeah, that's user error.
He was my eyes.
Unfortunately.
Your eyes. I was saying, whoa. And so you slow down, and then here comes the garage
door. The door is closed out of nowhere.
Everything is a comedy.
Hey, can I just tell you, I thought the garage door had a sensor.
Me too.
Dude, it just went...
Where did it hit your truck?
Right in the front.
Right in the whole front, so my cymbal's all scraped up and the front of my paint's all pulled off.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
I'm pretty pissed.
I hope your cut of this is able to make a good amount of money.
Yeah, and then he stepped on my back and broke that, too.
No, that was you.
Your back?
The back of my truck. I told you there's that cover on there.
Oh, got it.
He pulled a clip off.
He told me, stand up there and make sure we fit.
How much do we owe?
It's like $9 each.
Okay. That's not how the back of my truck. It's going to cost more than that. And the front of my truck?
But we're not paying for your truck.
We're not doing that, Scuba.
That's you. If Lunchbox broke something, that's on him.
No, I didn't break anything.
I'm going to invoice the business.
Well, we don't have a business.
Hey, business is closed.
So we owe you $9.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. After the show, let's bring this huge pallet in the studio. We'll open it tomorrow on the air.
Why is it always a mess?
Can we just...
It's always a mess.
Why can't it just be straightforward? This is what happens.
We go pick it up. We see. We make some money or we don't. The end.
And when that came crashing down his truck, I fell down in the cab and I was like, oh no. And Scuba tried to act like he didn't care. He's like, oh no, it's no big deal, no big deal. I was like, oh man, I feel so bad. He hates us.
And then you broke the back of his truck.
No, I didn't. No.
That's the part you should pay for.
I shouldn't pay for anything. Okay. He told me to stand up there and make sure he didn't say, hey,
be careful when you're standing up there.
Well, no, there was no be careful. You said stand up there. Be careful about the truck or
you. If he's saying be careful about you, don't hurt yourself.
I don't care about him.
Okay, well, this is a disaster already. We knew it. Somehow we ended up losing more money than we spent.
It was like in
Candyland, pallet candy.
And there was people coming in and they had already sold 6 pallets that day.
Did they credit people hearing it on this show?
They said they had been getting calls from out of state about people wanting pallets from our show.
That's cool.
That's cool. Could have sold them a sink. They might have to mail it.
In a wheelbarrow?
Dang.
I mean, how much you get for a
sink and a wheelbarrow?
You can probably get
you roll that place, let people wash their hands.
Yeah.
Okay. Tomorrow we'll open the pallet.
I'm not paying yet.
In the garage. The $9? Mm-mm. Okay. I'm in too. No. I'm in too to not pay.
Right.
Okay.
Whoa. What do you mean?
We'll just hold off.
Yeah, we'll hold off. We'll come back. Let's play this song. Tomorrow, we'll open the palette at this time. Everybody good on that?
Yeah.
Yep.
A baby name consultant shares these boy names that are apparently so gorgeous that they've been given to so few babies, but they're so gorgeous that this consultant thinks people should use them more. I got a couple questions. Number one, what do you think a baby consultant runs? Do you think it's an hourly thing? Do you think you just pay a one-timer thing?
Has to be a one-timer.
How many on the list? Do you get 20 names? Do you get 20? Do you get 40?
Do you just commit to whatever they pick? Because sometimes you'll hire someone to make you a logo and you pay them money and it's whatever they give you. You don't have to, use it. That's the one you paid for, regardless of...
Oh, yeah, it's not good. That happens.
Yeah, I was wondering...
A baby name consultant. What are you charging? $100 a baby?
Oh, more than $100 a baby, because it takes a while to sit there.
That's a name.
I bet it's 500.
Yeah, I was thinking.
That'd be a good job if you can get it.
Yeah.
Who just make up stuff. A baby name consultant is sharing some of the rarest baby names, but also baby names that are so gorgeous that more people should use them. Steph Caulfield, based in Minnesota, is a baby name consultant. Here are the 10 boy names from 2002 that are so unique that less than 10 babies have been given these names. And she suggests them for every boy because they're gorgeous. First up, Breckett. Breckett means bee cottage. Now, Breckett feels almost familiar because the name Beckett or Brecken.
Breckenmeyer.
But Breckett feels like bracket, too.
Yes.
Like, I want to do NCAA tournament with Breckett.
But it doesn't. I don't hate it.
I don't hate it.
I don't either because it already feels kind of familiar.
Yeah.
Fill out your Breckett. Klein, C-L-I-N-E.
Calvin?
Meaning little one. No, that would be K-L.
Oh.
But I don't mind Klein as a first name
Not
for
bad.
A boy.
Yeah,
it's kind of one. It's kind of odd.
Kind of gorgeous.
Now you're kind of swaying me that we need a baby consultant.
And I am. Klein, that means a little one. Delfino.
No.
Hey, I like that one.
That means dolphin.
Delfino Garcia.
Delfino. Delfino. I like Delfino.
Yeah, you do.
No.
No, that's a weird one.
Mm-mm. Hey, Del, come on, man. We got to go.
Yeah, I think Delfino, I think a little white kid named Delfino would be weird. I think Delfino definitely sounds Hispanic, right?
It's got to be my kid.
Or Italian.
Yeah.
Delfino.
Delfino.
Yeah. How about Frey, F-R-E-Y, meaning Exalted One.
That's cool.
Frey.
Frey's cool.
No. Frey. Well, how could you make fun of Frey, though?
How to save a life.
No, I'm saying, like, if you were making fun of the kid. Because I always think about what a name would be. How would they make fun of
Frey? Oh, look at him. He's a Frey.
Oh, he's a Frey. He's so Frey of everything.
Hey, Frey.
Yeah.
I don't really know. That's...
Frey is okay. That's a slogan when he runs for office.
Frey is okay.
Frey is okay. Frey's okay. I don't love it, but I don't hate it. Yeah, it's just kind of there. Guthrie. It means windy place.
No.
You don't like Guthrie?
No.
It makes me think of Gunther on Friends.
That's what I thought of right now.
Gunther. The coffee shop. It makes me think of Woody Guthrie.
Yes, the folk singer.
But Guthrie, I don't mind it because I guess I have that Woody Guthrie, the writer singer association.
Arlo Guthrie.
It means windy place. Ludo, L-U-D-O, means famous fighter.
No.
Ludo.
Ludo. No. It's like Ludo.
Ludo. Ludo. Ludo.
Ludo Pluto.
Ludo.
Ludo.
I like Ludo. Ludo. Okay.
No, Ludo Bones.
Ludo. Ludo. Oh, like, I don't even like that. Ludo. I don't like that. How about Novian? Novian.
How do you spell that?
N-O-V-I-A-N. Novian.
No.
What does it mean?
That's weird.
That's a strange
It says
one.
It's so unique, there's no definite origin or meaning.
Yeah.
Oh. That means it just packs some sounds together.
That's, I'm good. Past that.
Novian. You can even make up what it means since there's no definition. Novian.
It's probably a planet called Novian.
Nova. Supernova. Supernovian.
Right.
Supernovian. That'd be a cool nickname. Supernovian. Oh,
Supernovian.
That's pretty cool. How about Payson? P-A-C-E-N. It means son of peace. Payson. Payson's okay. Sounds like Pacey. I guess the ones that feel already kind of familiar don't seem that nuts.
And I do like son of peace. That's cool.
Payson. The Pacers?
Yeah. Indiana Pacers.
Or the car. The Pacer. Back in the day. Like
Pesos. 70s.
Pesos.
The currency?
How about Rennick? R-E-N-N-I-C-K.
Yeah, that's
Rennick.
Cool.
That's a cool name.
Meaning a dwelling place or a farm. Rennick.
Ooh.
I feel like Riddick Bowe. Like Rennick. Mm-hmm. Riddick.
Or who's the basketball player?
J.J. Redick.
J.J. Redick, yeah.
Ridiculous.
Rennick.
Rennick, okay.
I like it.
I don't hate it.
How about Ulrich?
No.
Now, I've heard of the name before, but no. U-L-R-I-K, meaning rich and powerful. Ulrich.
No.
Oh, wait, rich and powerful? Like it.
Ulrich. That must be a German type name.
Sounds like it.
Ulrich.
Because I know a Henrik.
Ulrich.
You know a Henrik?
Give me, eat your potatoes with no flavoring. That's how I'd yell at him. Ulrich. Ulrich. I don't mind. That Ulrich.
Yeah, it's very European.
Ulrich.
Ulrich.
Henrik.
Hey, if you had to name a boy one of those names, what's your favorite?
Delfino. Mm-hmm. I'll take it.
It feels like a dolphin. I mean, that's what it stands for, but it looks like dolphin. A dolphin. It looks like the Miami Delfinos.
But you can call him Del for short.
Del, like Dale, D-A-L-E.
D-E-L.
What was the first Del. One? The very first one?
Breckett.
I like that one.
Okay, she called Breckett. Lunchbox, you got to name your kid one of the other ones.
Rich and Powerful.
You said you hated Ulrich until I said what it meant.
But once you told me what it means, Rich and Powerful, I want my kid to feel rich and powerful.
Ulrich.
Or the one right before Ulrich, what was that?
Rennick?
Rennick.
Yeah. Feel what their name is. Like, what our names mean something right now. I bet you don't know what it is.
Baller.
Lunchbox means baller?
Yep.
It's a place to hold your lunch.
No, look up his birth. What does Lunchbox's given name mean? His real
baller.
One. Not Jason.
Novian?
Novian Gibbles.
Novian Gibbles. I'd probably go with Guthrie.
No.
Yeah?
Dude. I think so.
Oh.
Of those, I think I'd probably go with Guthrie. And I think I want to be a baby name consultant.
That's easy.
Lunch's name means he judged. What does it mean? It means either from the biblical name, meaning he judged. In Hebrew, it's short, which is God is my judge.
God is my judge, yeah.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging,
food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
Bobby's Big
Stories.
This is awesome. And it's not, but it's awesome. This alleged thief in Portland posed in a store window as a mannequin until the store closed.
That seems like
amazing.
That's awesome.
A movie so from the cool. 80s.
There is a movie called Mannequin where he falls in love with a mannequin yeah. played by Kim Cattrall.
Okay, that's why.
Yeah. I believe it's called Mannequin.
It is.
A 22-year-old with a bag in his hand, frozen motionless, pretending to be a mannequin. He avoided being exposed by the cameras. He avoided anybody going, how did they not know there was an extra mannequin there, though?
Right. Oh, maybe he took his place.
Yeah, he threw one away and...
Mm-mm, he didn't do that.
No, he didn't? Mm-mm. He just added himself in there?
It's a Wrangler Barbie. Was like the display, and so it's the Barbie stuff on Wrangler. But he's just in like a button up, holding a bag. But he just was still for a long time. Authorities said that thief came back on and started just taking stuff. The man broke from his stance, robbed a jewelry stand. This is not great, but it's also awesome.
Did it say how long? Like, was he there for like 5 hours?
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know. I could stand still for 5 hours.
Right. Like, how do you not get your nose?
He
like
doesn't
something?
Look anything like the mannequin, guys. I mean, you guys. Like, this is hilarious.
That's what I'm saying. He doesn't look like Wrangler Barbie or anything.
I mean, look at this. Like,
that's funny.
He's just in like a butt, like a half zip long sleeve.
Well, and the Wrangler Barbie stuff is very specific looking.
He was arrested. Police say he could face up to 10 years in prison. This is not the man's first time stealing from a shopping mall. Police said he took money from a cash register and attempted to steal other items after it closed. From Fox 7. Hilarious. He pretends to be mannequin. I mean, that's funny. I'm glad he got caught. That's funny. Toothpaste and sleep is the headline of this. The scent of peppermint can help increase alertness, which is good for waking up, but not when you're trying to shut it down before bed. Sleep experts say if you have trouble falling asleep, it could be because your toothpaste is minty.
Weird.
And mint, again, is good, but mint's also like, oh, good. I gotta, la, la, la.
Gotta wake up.
Gotta get mint. Stay away from mint-flavored toothpaste, mouthwash, and floss before bed. Get unflavored.
No, it's all mint. Yeah, all of it.
Unflavored.
People who want to go to sleep. That's from Centaurum Martha Jefferson Hospital Sleep Medicine Center.
Okay.
So they have a long name, so it must be true.
Legit.
Mm-hmm. A St. Louis youth football team cancels the season after apparently allegedly shoots the coach over a non-starting role.
Whoa.
A youth football team season was canceled after the coach was shot multiple times, allegedly by a parent who was upset his son was not starting.
Gosh, that's terrifying.
The shooting occurred on October 10th while the coach was holding a practice in North St. Louis. This is from KSDK of St. Louis. Police said that Lattimore was found near the football field, multiple gunshot wounds, and was immediately taken to the hospital for surgery. He is recovering
after being shot four times.
Oh.
Daryl Brian Clemens, the father of one of the players, was arrested in connection with the shooting and charged with first-degree assault and armed criminal action. His attorney did not immediately respond to a request for comment on Friday.
That's just first. I don't know what first-degree assault means, but I feel like it should be first-degree attempted murder. But maybe he shot his toes or something.
Or like back in the day, they would go like dance on the cowboy movies.
Yeah.
Golly.
That sucks.
Man.
Maybe your kid just isn't good.
Yeah, parents need to relax.
Also, who cares? You just get off the team. Put them on a different team.
Hey, you're acting like you're talking to a rational person. This is not about just the
No, parents do get upset, though.
I know.
Yeah, but he doesn't shoot. But he's still not starting.
Well, yeah.
Now he's really not starting.
The whole team. What about every other kid?
Yeah.
If I was a coach from another team, I'd go get the good kids off that team real quick.
Oh, yeah. Pick him up.
Yeah, he got shot. Okay, how about number 30? Is he available? I'm a free agent. I came back to life after being zipped up in a body bag for 45 minutes. I'm no longer afraid of dying, he says. Vincent was thought to be dead after being found in the bathroom of a Dairy Queen. First responders tried to resuscitate him, but shortly after they stopped and gave up, they zipped him up in a body bag and carried him to the back of the ambulance. About 45 minutes into the journey, a medic who was on his first week decided, let me see if I can feel a pulse one more time. He felt a faint pulse in his leg.
What?
Which then caused him to jump into action, and he started feeding oxygen into the lungs and hooking up the defibrillator. Vincent, the Dairy Queen guy who was dead, was in a coma for 3 days. He was officially declared brain dead by the doctors. They told his family he had almost no chance of survival, but in those 3 days, he believed he traveled to the other side. He was met with feelings of love and saw divine beauty. He came back from near death. Now he tries every day to live with a sense of gratitude and happiness.
Wow.
Also, he's no longer afraid of death. In fact, when he finds out that someone has died, he envies them. From Yahoo.
Wow.
That is amazing.
Have y'all ever gotten into the YouTube rabbit hole of videos of people that have died and come back?
Nope.
No.
Can't say that I have.
Okay. Mostly I watch Where Are They Now? 90s actors.
Those are good.
Yeah, it's just kind of my rabbit hole I go down most of the time. That or like time travel, string theory. But no, why?
It's really fascinating. There's a whole group of people and they all communicate together. Well, some of them. And they're so thankful for YouTube, the internet. They can meet others because before that, they were just left thinking they were crazy.
Mm-hmm. And so now they get to feel crazy.
Together.
Friends. Yes. I can't prove they didn't. I literally can't.
I know.
But there have been a lot of studies that show a chemical releases in the brain that does a lot of these euphoric things to you. Now, I don't know what that means if you're actually feeling it or maybe that chemical in the brain's releasing because you are in another place. I don't know.
How about that?
Hey, aliens, though.
That medic.
For sure.
It's his first week on the job.
I know.
And he gets like a
he's like, these guys are idiots. Let me get the old bag and feel for a pulse.
Really? Because that's the only reason he did it. I mean, he'd been there 10 years. He would have been like, let's go. Let's go to lunch, guys.
Fired up.
You're right. A woman in Philadelphia has seemingly done the impossible by giving birth to a baby in less than 40 seconds.
That was
That's impressive.
She's 24. She was in labor. Now, I guess labor doesn't mean in
push mode?
Yeah, so labor, I thought labor was like, you're in labor, that counts. Timer starts.
Timer does start, but your contractions get closer and closer.
I hear you, but it says she gave birth to a boy in less than 40 seconds because she was in labor for 3 hours.
Yeah, so she didn't start pushing until then. And so for 40 seconds of pushing, and it came out.
Does the pushing last a long time sometimes?
Sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
He shot out, apparently.
Yeah.
I didn't have to push him out. He came out on his own. It was a fetal ejection reflex.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I feel like it's a rare...
Which means the fetus is expelled from the body without any pushing.
She didn't even have to push. Oh, my gosh. Huh.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Experts say this is more likely to happen when the mom feels safe and supported. New York Post.
Hmm.
Oh. All the moms that had like 10-hour pushes are like...
They're not supported.
I did not feel safe. A bottle of the world's most expensive whiskey is set to fetch up to $1.4 million.
Is that Pappy?
No, it's... Macallan Valero Adami 1926 is one of the 12 bottles produced in 1986 by some distillery, by some Italian pop artist named Adami. The rare bottle, which has undergone tests for authenticity, will go under the hammer, which is at Sotheby's, and boom, it's up for auction. Estimated to be sold anywhere from $900,000 to $1.4 million. The current world record for any bottle of wine or spirit was set in 2019 when a bottle from the same cask with the distillery's iconic fine and rare label was sold at Sotheby's for $1.7 million. So do you ever drink that?
No.
Or even a sip of it? Mm. Or is it like property where if somebody buys it, because I've heard like people buy these tall buildings in cities, they buy it and then just lose a bunch of money for a while so they can resell it. That's the only point of it. What did you do with the wine? You just buy it to resell it?
Yes, because if you open it, then it loses all its value.
But can you drink something that old?
Yeah, it'd be disgusting.
You can't drink it. You can't even like take your tongue and just like, well, taste.
I don't know.
No, the seal cannot be broken. If the seal's broken.
Are you sure about that or are you saying that?
No, I'm telling you. Why would you buy an open?
You don't know, though.
No, I'm asking you really if that's the thing.
If the
seal can't be broken?
Right.
Can you not recork something? Are you just saying this or do you really know? Be honest.
I don't understand what you mean.
Okay, never mind.
Do you know no? Or are you just saying?
I think that's his way of saying he doesn't know no.
Cheryl Burke says she wasn't invited to the Dancing with the Stars Lynn Goodman tribute. Lynn Goodman was the judge, the older guy who gave me a hard time.
Yeah.
Loved him, though. She was on the show for like 26 seasons, and she did not get invited back from Cosmo. And I say that people have been asking me if I'm going. I was not invited either.
Oh. So you and...
But you would think she would be, for sure.
Yes, she for sure, I thought, would go. I just won it 1 year. It's not like there were 28 winners or something like that. I don't know. I think maybe I should. Now I'm getting offended.
Out of 28, you should have.
I wore his face on a shirt.
That's true.
Ripped off my clothes, and it was his face.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like Dolan. Taylor Swift dominates the box office again. Hey, Movie Mike, can we ask you a question here? Yeah. So Taylor Swift's Eras Tour made $31 million. It stayed number two for a second week in a row. First time a concert movie has done that. Now, would you watch this as part of Movie Mike's movie podcast, or is this just a concert?
Nah, it doesn't really have any cinematic value. It's just straight concert. Ooh. There's no documentary footage.
Better watch your mouth. You're about to get hit by Swifties.
It's making money, but it's not really a movie. There's no narrative.
Fun.
It starts with her coming on stage, and then...
It ends with her...
Got a soundtrack.
With Travis Kelce.
I will say, I was watching Killers of the Flower Moon this weekend.
You watched it?
Yeah, but the theater next to us was the Eras Tour, and the entire theater started rumbling because people were, like, dancing and singing.
Oh, that's
it was so loud.
I did see some videos from inside of theaters where people are... It's just a sing-along. It's awesome.
Party.
Wait a minute. You saw it? Killers of the Flower Moon?
Yeah.
So Apple made that movie, right?
Yeah.
And then I saw it was up on... our Apple TV, and it was like, watch Killers of the Flower Moon.
Oh, it's on Apple?
No, I'm trying to finish my story. Thank you.
Sorry.
Just hold on.
I got excited.
Yeah, just hang out for a second.
Okay.
And it said, made by Apple, so I thought the same thing. I'm like, is it on Apple? And I clicked it, and then I could just watch the trailer and a bunch of, like, behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah, it'll probably be 45 days, so you can watch it at home.
45?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was really good. It's long. Like, I felt the 3.5 hours.
I didn't even care it was 3.5 hours once I watched the trailer. It was like... Tell me if I'm wrong. I'm going to do the plot because I haven't seen it. Mm-hmm. My wife's read the book. Osage Indians?
Yes.
Oil. People start dying. They're trying to explain it. The FBI has to come in to kind of figure out why the people are killing these Native Americans where they had found the oil.
Yeah, that's what it's about. They get this land that's supposed to be worthless, find oil on it, and then everybody wants their money.
And people start dying.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's a really good movie.
I'm going to wait till it comes home and watch it in two parts.
And he said 45 days, not 425.
Well... I thought he said 4 to 5, okay. Too.
Oh, 40, I'm getting
excited. 45.
Yeah, probably first week of December.
What would you rate it?
4 out of 5.
Ooh.
I would say the runtime hurt it. The last 30 minutes, it kind of falls off the rails. And there's some choices he made on the history side that I thought weren't the best decision.
You know, as long as it's entertaining, don't care if it's true.
Yeah, if it wasn't based on a true story, 5 out of 5. Just entertainment value, it's great.
Got it.
With everything else surrounding it, 4 out of 5.
I'm excited to see it. DiCaprio's awesome. As much as we give them a hard time for dating kids, it's
young girls.
25-year-old women, but yeah.
Yeah, they're women.
Exactly.
There's a lot of country artists in it, too.
I saw when I looked at the actors in it. Let me see if I can name them all. Isbell.
Yep.
Sturgill.
Yep.
Hauser.
Yep.
I know there's another one, too. Who played a radio person? Who else?
Jack White.
That's the radio announcer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dang.
That's cool.
That's awesome. All right, one more story here. Patrick Kazarian, the chiropractor to a ton of stars, especially the Kardashians, was convicted for his part in the fraud with NBA players. Have you guys seen this? Where he created fake invoices for former NBA players, and they billed the league's healthcare plan for medical service he never actually provided. The FBI says Dr. Pat was part of the scheme from at least 2016 to 2019, costing the NBA health plan $1.3 million in losses. He was sentenced to 30 months in prison back in February, but was also seen on the latest episode of The Kardashians.
Really?
Wow.
That's that. Let's talk to Courtney real quick, who is in Edmond, Oklahoma. What's going over there? Courtney, what's going on?
Hi. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
I just wanted to call because I was at your show on Friday night in Tulsa, and I was coming off the elevator, and I ran into Eddie, and I'm such an idiot. I couldn't even get any words out. I was just like, Oh my gosh, it's Eddie. It's Eddie. Oh my God, it's Eddie.
It's a fun song.
And, yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's Eddie. It's Eddie. Oh my gosh, it's Eddie.
And I looked at her and said, no, it's not. No, it's not.
Yeah, he responded. He was like, no, I think he thought I was going to go completely fan crazy. But
well, that's awesome.
So I just wanted to say, sorry, Eddie. I had so much to say. That's all that could come out was, oh my gosh, Eddie.
You don't have to be sorry. It was nice to see you.
And people think that a star like you wouldn't use an elevator.
Oh, I know, right? Like, yeah, I have my own elevator.
Yeah, but no, Eddie's just like us.
Okay.
Just like us. What'd you think about the show, Courtney?
It was so good. I didn't know what to expect, but my boyfriend took me. I'm a huge fan. And so it was my birthday, so he took me. He surprised me. It was awesome.
Did he have fun?
Yes, he did. He thought, he was like, it was a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
I don't know to be insulted or not by that, but
that's a compliment.
Okay. It's the husbands. They don't know.
I hear you. Okay, Courtney, well, thank you for calling. I really appreciate that.
Yes, I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right, see you later. I only have, let's see. I'm in Monterey coming up. That's sold out. What?
Three?
Two tour shows and two charity shows.
Oh, yeah.
Monterey and Louisville are the two tour shows. So there's still tickets to Louisville. Monterey sold out. Florida sold out for charity. In Austin, there's like 20 tickets left in like November.
20? Let's get those.
Like 20 tickets left. That's it for that charity show. All right. Thank you, guys. That's the news. Let's go over to Mark in Texas. Mark, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Bobby. How are you this morning?
Pretty good, man. What can I do for you?
Well, I have a question. Did you need a Snickers bar this morning?
Is that need a break?
Yeah.
You're not you when you're
hangry. No, it's not. No. Not need a break. Just seems like lately when I'm listening, either you've been spending too much time with Lunchbox or y'all are just picking on Amy a whole lot.
Well, seems like I think that Amy is... Well, I think we all pick on each other pretty equally, but I will say that Amy is so close to us as a friend, we pick on her equally. And maybe we shouldn't. Should we be more sensitive? I mean, if that's the case...
Wait, what did you do to pick on Amy?
I made the joke when she was going to Apple.
Oh, that's what he thought was bad?
Amy, did that hurt your feelings?
No, I guess people can't see your face. Like, you looked at me right after I said that, and then you said that you, like, laughed and smiled real big. Like, they just... It's on the radio, sometimes I think it's hard to know our vibe in the room and faces we're making at each other. I wasn't offended by that at all.
Amy, at least smile when you say that.
I do think that sometimes if you don't listen to the show a lot, you don't know how close we've been for the last
how long
we've been together.
Almost 2 decades, basically.
20 years. So I absolutely can understand why you would think any of us doing that would be like, oh, they're picking on somebody. Lunchbox being mean to... Well, that one is kind of mean to Abby.
Well, you guys do pick on me, but I thought that's what he was calling in. But then he goes to Amy. I'm like, no, he's so nice to Amy all the time. So
I feel like she's just one of us in fair.
I know. I'm just saying I get picked on the most,
I think everybody feels they get picked on. I feel like I get picked on the most.
I think Lunchbox picks on everyone the most.
I agree with that. I think he's the biggest bully. And then when we all decide to jump back in, they're like, you're ganging up on Lunchbox.
Yeah.
But if I need to be a little more sensitive to Amy, I just treat her like I do off the air, just like a close friend.
Okay, so what do we do? So just kind of like, yeah, Amy.
Yes.
No, guys.
No, you got it.
No, Amy, I didn't ask for this.
That's a great point, boo-boo.
No.
You didn't
deserve
it.
No, you don't deserve that.
No,
you don't deserve that. No.
Okay, I would rather feel a part of everything. I don't want to be...
You are a big part of this.
You are a big part. You're a very big part of this.
I don't want...
It's an honor to have you here.
Okay. Yeah, don't do that. We just want to be... However, organic, authentic, whatever flows out of your mouth. Some days I may pick on someone more, and maybe I need to apologize for that.
Okay, apologize to
you. Yeah, but
if you want to.
You get to pick on us. We shouldn't pick on you.
Yeah, you get to do whatever you want. Yeah. You do you.
Okay,
you do.
I mean, and honestly, maybe it could be on me a little bit more to be more assertive at times.
Yeah, sure.
Mark, we agree with Amy.
How do you feel about that, Mark?
I don't think you've ever picked on anyone in your life.
Oh, my God. You got to stop that right now.
That's not true.
That's the craziest thing I ever heard in my life.
Mark, is this the first time you ever listened to the show?
No. I would. If I had a lot of money, I would pay a lot of money to a charity just to get to punch you in the face once, Bob.
Oh, wow.
Let's do it. I mean, maybe the funniest out-of-nowhere comment we've ever had on the show.
I wish I still had my gift card.
Golly, okay.
Just to give it to him?
Yes.
That's hilarious. Great.
Well, Mark, how much you want to pay me?
Not you, to a charity.
I'm charity.
You're not charity. Mark, that's funny. I'll be honest with you.
What if it was I mean, I feel like the only way Lunchbox might get on board if it's like Kid Power or charity.
No. If it's to me, no, that's the only way.
What if someone said $1 million to St. Jude, but they get to punch you in the face?
Sorry.
Oh my gosh, stop.
For the kids.
I would let, punch me. Yeah, go.
Hey, Mark, I appreciate that call because I think you're not the only one that feels that way. But also, I need to address sometimes that we have been together for a long time. And if anybody was actually really picking on each other, I just wouldn't allow it off the air.
Well, thank you. And I love the show. I think sometimes maybe you pick on Amy a little too much, but that's probably because I think...
It's because you have a crush on her. That's why. We got it. That's what it is. We understand. Thank you for calling.
Now, Mark, have a good day, man.
This is Bobby.
All right,
Bobby.
See you, buddy.
Bye, Mark.
He's like, he's not lying.
I have picked on people.
He didn't deny it.
I don't want anybody to hear that the wrong way that I think...
No, we don't.
No, Amy, you're so right.
Amy,
you're right.
You're right. We're just a big pile of crap, okay. And you're amazing.
I mean, hey, I could get used to this if y'all just want to keep it up.
Okay. There was a couple who ignored their spam. They got like a message going, hey, you won. Like they thought it was spam, but they did win. They won $150,000.
Oh my God.
Oh, the second chance lottery or something.
There were two crazy stories that I saw. Number one is, so they got this email. It was like, hey, let's go. And then that's what it was. They did the set for life, but then you sign up again, apparently.
Yeah, if you lose. Win, yeah, if you lose on lottery tickets, you have second chance drawings that you can enter. Spam. And why do they just email? That is the stupidest thing.
Well, maybe they don't have your phone number. Do you put it on there?
I put my number on everything.
But even if I were to get a phone call, I'd be like, okay, I'm not answering that.
That's from the New York Post. There was another story, too, of the teller or the person at the store. The guy walks in and says, hey, I'm going to get a ticket. You pick whichever one. They picked it, and they won $1 million. Like, maybe $7 million, I think is what it was.
Oh.
I'm just going from memory here. $7 million, I think, because the person picked the ticket for them.
Golly.
So did he leave him money?
Yes.
Do I or did he?
Did he?
I don't know.
Would you?
Oh, yeah. In that instance, for sure.
Also, $7 million. How much?
But first of all, you got to break it down. You're probably going to get 3.8.
Out of 7?
Or 3.9 out of 7.
Dang.
Right.
That's a lot of money you don't get.
So you probably give them... Now, remember, it's real money. You probably give them a couple $100,000.
Yeah.
What?
That's what I was thinking.
I mean, what's that to you?
Well, it's a lot. It's still a lot. That's always a lot. It doesn't matter. It's always a lot.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have had it if they wouldn't have picked the one.
Correct.
But now that you have it, you're like, I got to give it away.
Exactly. If you're that.
But I would still do a couple $100,000 because they picked it. Not just because they sold it to me. If they picked it.
If you're that cashier, you're going, oh my gosh, I hate my life.
No, because they weren't going to get it for them.
Maybe they were going to buy a ticket when they got off work. And that's the one that, oh my God.
But it wouldn't have been there when they got off work. It was the next one up in the little chute.
But there's a lot of chutes. He picked that chute for
You're just making up stories. Okay. Stop picking on Amy. She's the best.
You didn't deserve that.
Okay. It's okay.
Let's check in on the weekend. Mine was... it's the best of times. It was the worst of times.
Chumbawamba?
Oh, my God. So, I had a show in Tulsa on Friday night at the Hard Rock in Tulsa. It was awesome. Like, it was just awesome. That's where Caitlin's from. That's near where I'm from. It feels like home. There were a lot of people there. It was just a great show. And so... would do the show, and after the show, because Caitlin had a bunch of friends there, it's where she grew up, she had like 3 or 4 friends from high school, a lot of family there. At the end, we have the whole family escorted back, and so there were so many people. Like Tim got our people, another security guy got some other people and brought them back. Tim's our security guy. And so there's a big backstage area that's private, but it's like a lobby-ish type thing. And they had gotten me this big cake and made it look like a radio because I sold out the place. It was really cool. It was a really big place and fine. So then we go back into a more private room. It was like Caitlin's close family and friends because I want to spend a little time with them. And there's one dude, I thought it was Caitlin's cousin or something, talking to him. I'm like, hey, man, good to see you. Because I didn't really know a lot of the people in there, especially like the husbands of the friends, etc. So we're walking out and he goes, hey, can you mind if I get a selfie? And I thought, sure, that's kind of weird. Their family, they don't really ask for selfies. They haven't. I don't mind doing it, but we take one. And then I'm cutting the cake. I'm like, you want a piece of cake? And he's like, yeah, I have some cake. He eats a piece of cake.
Oh, my God.
Nobody knew who he was. He snuck in with the family.
That's funny.
He walked out.
But he was chill.
I thought it was like Caitlin's weird cousin.
That's cool, though. Yeah. Good move by him.
And she thought it was like somebody I knew. And when he left, because he just was like, he was back there for an hour. He was back in my little room, too, by himself a little bit.
He followed the group. Yeah. Like whatever the group was, just followed it.
And
then he told us bye, and he was like, "All right, good to see you." I was like, "All right, man." And then Kaylin, he's like, "Kaylin, great to see you." All right. He walks out. I said, "Kaylin, who was that?" And she goes, "Huh?"
I was going to ask you that.
Weird. It is weird.
I'm glad y'all are safe.
It's freaky. Then I thought, he was back, but he was back in my room.
I know.
And I was like, he could have stolen anything. My wallet. So that happened. The show was, I loved it. It was a great crowd, great show. That part at the end was weird. Then we went to the Arkansas game the next day, and that was just, I loved being there because it's my favorite place to be in the whole world. But we lost a game that I can't believe we lost. And we've lost like six in a row now. It's awful. Mm. It makes me so sad. And then we came home. And I took Caitlin's dad with us to the game. He'd never been to a game there. And I'm like, it's going to be cool. What an experience. And then we got beat like that. It was embarrassing. I was embarrassed. But he's also a massive OU fan, so he's got like a big winning team, undefeated.
Yeah, they're doing great.
First time there at our stadium, and then we get beat 7-3 by a bad team.
Yeah, but that's happened to him before, I'm sure, with a team that he loves. Is OU lost to a bad team before?
Nope, never.
Sure.
It's a bad deal. I hated it. It's a bad deal. I was embarrassed. I'm still embarrassed. But that was the weekend.
But you weren't playing.
It doesn't matter.
What are you embarrassed about? Because you took someone to a game?
And I'm embarrassed.
You can't control the outcome.
I can't control the outcome in life either, but sometimes I get embarrassed in life.
Yeah, I know. I can feel it. Like,
I hate it. It makes me
right
so uncomfortable. Not even just the him thing. I was embarrassed at that because I'm like, oh, this is cool. And then we get beat like that. And then all the listeners just pound me.
They do?
Yeah, because I don't go and talk crap about other teams. I think also if I hate a team, that's just respect. Not disrespect, but just respect because they're really good. So, and I'm like, oh, I hope this team. But it was embarrassing.
Who did they play?
Mississippi State.
Okay. So
they're not very good. We lost 7-3. We didn't even score a touchdown.
Like, think about how happy the Mississippi State people are. Like, they thought they were going to lose, and they've won.
Oh, so that'll make Bobby happy?
I know it's not something, and I've talked to my therapist about this. I get embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. Like, I get embarrassed.
Right.
Because I associate that so much with me. Like, I only have a few things in my life that I just am, like, all in and love, and, oh, it's embarrassing. And I think people see that and go, they think of me.
I get that, though. Like, if you work for a company and the company did something, like, they didn't perform well, you get embarrassed.
When I was at Enron.
Right.
A good example. Uh-huh. Oh, they were very embarrassed.
Hard times.
So, yeah, I still love them, rooting for them. I watch every game.
Yeah.
Good times ahead, hopefully.
But hold on, Eddie. If you were to find out iHeartRadio lost at something, are you going to feel embarrassed?
I would, because I'm a representative of them. Like, that's...
I think if it were a big scandal...
A scandal maybe, but like not like a loss. Yeah. I mean, because...
Yeah, I know.
I'm embarrassed.
So that happened to me. How was your weekend?
It was really good. I went to my first ever professional soccer game. I went to the Nashville Soccer Club game ever. I don't know why I've never been. And yes, it was so fun. I saw Lunchbox. He's there all the time. And so that was fun. I think I'm a soccer fan now too.
He's the mascot.
No. Is he working?
He's like the fireman guy at the Jets.
Oh, fireman Ed.
Yeah.
He's very comfortable there. It's like his second home. Like he knows where everything is, all it is. I was like, wait, I'm in section 116. Where's that? I mean, but the vibe there is just so cool. I can't wait to go back. Like, I'm going to...
That's cool.
It might be my new thing. I was already asking Lunch, like, what are season tickets? If you're never using...
Did you see Messi?
No, but I did. So Stevenson was with his dad, and I FaceTimed with him during the game, and it was so cute because the first thing when I got him on FaceTime, I showed him the field, and he was like, is Messi there? And I was like, no, different
That's
team.
That's fine. So. Did you like the Beckham? My wife loved the Beckham series. She said I would love it.
Yes, it's good.
Yeah, man.
Because I didn't want to get in. I thought it was going to be like him and Victoria. They're like life's... Like the Tyson Fury reality show, which was kind of corny. But I didn't want to watch a reality show. And she's like, no, it's really about his life. And so I guess I'm going to get in on it then.
Yeah, you'll like it. You will love it. I didn't think... I honestly think watching the David Beckham documentary and going to my first soccer game around the same time, watching his documentary was part of why I enjoyed the game more
on Saturday.
That
would make sense. Mm-hmm.
So, I recommend you do that. Watch the documentary and then go to a game.
Lunchbox, what's the highlight of your weekend?
Oh, highlight of my weekend? I got a DM from Chelsea Houska.
Who we had on the show?
Yeah!
Teen Mom?
Yeah!
What'd it say?
I didn't open it yet.
What do you mean?
I wanted to share it with you guys. Like, I wanted to.
Well, then let's don't go. Open it then. Don't open it yet then. Let's do it tomorrow.
Okay. Like, I didn't read it.
That's hilarious that you didn't open it because you wanted to wait and share it with us. I love it.
Like, I wanted to be in the moment.
That's cool.
Like, I opened it up. I was like, ah!
That's cool.
Let's open it tomorrow on the show. Don't open it. Don't look at
I
it.
Won't.
What do you hope it says?
I don't know. Like, hey, great to talk to you. It's about time we connect. I don't know. We should grab drinks sometime. I don't know.
That feels like a date.
Grab drinks.
No. Like,
double date. Double date.
Yeah. Like, oh, I'd love to meet your wife.
Dude, what if she said, let's go on a double date?
Dude.
Would you be able to contain yourself?
I don't know what I'd do. Because her husband DM'd me too. What?
Uh-oh. Did you open that one?
I opened that one.
Oh, okay. He doesn't want to kill you.
What did he say?
He's just like,
stop messaging my wife.
No, it was, hey, man, thanks for the shout on the show. Really appreciate it. That was it.
Okay.
Because his is in, like, hers is in, like, the main ones where it won't disappear because, like, I guess we've DM'd before, I guess, but he's in just the generals. I'm
That over there in Loserville?
Like, so it would have disappeared if it...
She's
you know,
in
you
the
know.
Primary. Mm-hmm.
Is that what it's called? I don't know. I'm not...
Can you hold on to it for another 24 hours?
Oh, man, I will. It's been sitting there.
Burning a hole in your pocket?
Oh, it's burning a hole in my pocket. She's probably going, why hadn't he responded?
I bet she's not.
She is thinking about it all the time.
Then what do you want to say to her right now?
I haven't read it yet, Chelsea. So whatever you said, don't worry. It didn't freak me out or I didn't, you know, hopefully you didn't say just quit talking about me. I haven't read it yet, and we'll read it tomorrow, and I can't wait. I it is awesome, dude.
Eddie, best thing from your weekend?
I think, Tulsa was awesome. The show was great, but afterwards, I went to the craps table downstairs, and I won $100 in, like, 45 minutes. It was amazing.
I woke up the next day, and my at replies was all pictures of you with listeners.
Yeah.
I went to bed.
Gambling?
Yeah.
I got yelled at, because people would just come up to the table and be like, oh, picture. Like, no more pictures! No more pictures at the table! Stop
wow,
it!
Eddie. Everyone. Oh, Eddie's so popular.
That was their rule. That was their rule.
Dang.
To be fair, I did wake up and see all these pictures of listeners with Eddie, and I had a little bit of fun.
He said it, not me.
That's true. That is true. I did say it.
Wait, you see 100, Amy, but how much did you lose?
You're picking on Eddie right now.
No. I put down 50.
Amy's picking on you right now.
Amy, please stop picking on me.
Thank you.
Lunchbox did it too.
No, but
so people know.
How much do you lose? Yes. How much do you lose? You don't really say you won 100 if you lost. 100, he came out 100 ahead.
Correct.
Oh, okay. Thank you for the clarification.
So I didn't lose any.
Before the show, we went and played golf at Golf Club of Oklahoma, which I'd never been to. And it was awesome.
Amazing.
I don't know how rich you got to be to go there. We didn't pay anything. I mean,
it felt like you had to be rich.
I don't know, but it was awesome. It's like one of the best golf courses and clubs we ever played.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was good.
It is the golf course of Oklahoma.
Oklahoma is like I went there last.
National treasure, if you ask me.
I went to do this thing on this.
Have you seen the hot ladies they make?
Where?
Caitlin.
I married one.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But there's this lake there that I was at 2 weekends ago, and I was like, what? Who knew? This is Oklahoma. Like, I'd never been.
The lake was nice.
Who knew that?
No, I'd never been to Oklahoma or just seeing, like, seems like there's a lot of wonderful gyms
there.
What
was so nice about the lake?
And what are the gyms? What kind of weights are they?
I didn't feel like I was in Oklahoma. I felt like I was further away. Oh. Like, I was like, wow, this is a really close place to go to feel like I'm away in a different part of the country is what it felt like.
It looked like Iceland?
No.
Did it look like the
volcanoes?
Yeah.
Dinosaurs?
Like Hawaii? Like where how far away were we?
No, Hawaii. There wasn't palm trees. It was a lake. I'm just saying it was.
We're just giving you a hard time.
I know you are.
We're teasing you.
Sorry, that got marked to gold. Don't. We're just messing with her. Everybody messes with everybody here. All right. Lunchbox. Tomorrow we do that?
Yeah, we'll do it tomorrow.
Tomorrow we'll also get the palette in here. Feeling pretty good about that. And let's rock. We can make some money.
Yeah.
We're going to make some money. That's it. Thank you.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Florida. A man was out on his property and he looks up and there's a drone flying over. Keeps flying. Zzz, zzz. He's like, why is that drone bothering me? So he goes inside, gets his .22. Boom.
He pumps a .22?
I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
Go ahead.
He shot it down with a .22. I was trying to the flare for dramatics.
Sure.
Only problem, it was the police drone, and they were looking for a burglary suspect.
Oh, no.
Whoopsie.
Well, how do you know, though?
Right.
Does it say police on it in big letters? If not, I might shoot it down, too.
If it doesn't have lights on it, you know what I mean? You don't know, so he shot it
lights.
Down. Lights? You know, like police
sirens.
Lights.
Woo-wee.
On a drone?
I don't know. They have enough police cars.
Okay. I mean, hey, look. He shot it down a police drone. That's a bonehead story. But I don't know that I wouldn't have thought the same thing unless it said police on it or something.
Yeah, and that was his 30th felony.
Oh, well. Oh, okay.
So 30th? You can be out of jail with 29 felonies?
I guess so.
Holy crap. Okay, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
So, Amy, what is hostage tape? I guess I thought it would be when you tied someone's hands together to hold them hostage.
Yeah, yeah, you would think that. But apparently it's a very successful company that sells the mouth tape.
That's what it's called? I see it on TikTok.
For to block your mouth from breathing when you sleep.
To tape your mouth shut.
Yes, so that you breathe only through your nose. And then there's all these benefits. I don't know. I've never tried it, but my friend and her husband, they both use it and they swear by it. And at first I thought, they're like, oh yeah, our hostage tape. I'm like, okay, I don't know what y'all are into, but you know, but oh, it's for their breathing.
You know what I thought it looked like? I thought when you said mouth, because I see some people doing that, they tape their mouth like an X on TikTok to keep their mouth shut.
Yes.
Because I don't know what the benefits are of just nose breathing. Apparently there are many.
You can Google them, yeah.
Yes. But this thing looks more like a football player that's wearing a mouth guard and that thing goes over the top of it.
It covers the whole mouth.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think that it tapes it like that.
Yeah, apparently this, like you have, maybe you could do your own homemade stuff, whatever. But this is specific. I assume, you know, when you peel it off, it doesn't hurt as bad.
Strongest tape on the planet.
Yeah. Like, so it's not going to come off while you're sleeping.
1,700 reviews. Well, okay, I get it, but I don't want it to come off if I'm dying.
Yeah.
I can't get it off.
But I mean, I think, yeah, you can still breathe through your nose.
Mike, can you order some of this?
Wait, for what?
Whoa.
Yeah, why? Here are we going to have to?
Here we go.
You guys go to the wrong place in your mind. I want to order because I want to hold one of you hostage, not put you to sleep.
I also thought it's such an interesting name for a company, which I guess it's an attention getter.
You can get a subscription to this.
Well, yeah, because you wear one every night.
Mike, I'm sure you can get it where you got the pillory from. Same place.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We could be in the pillory with hostage tape.
Get the armbands, too, the bindings. Okay. And they say it works? Like, what? Why? How?
I'm not well-versed in it, but the benefits, like, well, one of my the wife was talking about, she feels like her breath is better.
I guess.
I might need this.
That's weird. I'm going to get it, though. I'm going to order some.
Like, listen,
it says your lungs
not,
are picky.
I'm not a doctor, so.
You're not. That's true.
Yeah.
You get more oxygen through your nose. If you're a nose breather, congratulations. You're putting out oxygen like a green leafy tree on a sunny day. 18% more on average, to be precise, than those taken in the mouth breathing route. Confused? Here's it. And it just goes on.
Yeah, all right,
I'm
going to
get one of these and try it. All right. Okay. Well.
There we go.
$25 and you can get one pack of 30 hostage strips. That's just a weird name, too.
I know. That's why I'm like, why did they go with that name? But I guess
that's a weird name.
It's attention getting, and that's what, is it less than a dollar a night?
All right, we're gonna. That's true.
we don't know this company.
We're gonna go. Yeah, this is not a commercial, by the way. I promise. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye, everybody. The Bobby Bones Show. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.